You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Discarded Cream Pavlova by Cuticles. That is from Two Tracks for Non-Radio. And we've got Matt from Cuticles in the studio. Kia ora, Matt. How are you?
Kia ora.
It's very nice to have you up here today. All the way up from Oamaru, I guess, is where Cuticles are normally based. You are going to be playing a gig tomorrow, which is very exciting. And you've put these two EPs out in the world. They're very catchy and they're also very... kind of funny as well. There's a lot of humour in your lyrics and a lot of politics as well. Tell us a bit about who Cuticles are as a band.
So I used to be in a band called The Trendies and we sort of became inoperable. We were no longer able to function. So Austin and I from The Trendies still wanted to keep making music.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Lisa, who was in a bunch of bands, had been in a bunch of bands over the years, and she did a great gig in my lounge once.
Cool.
And she agreed to join us. And we were originally called Foot Foot, which was a reference to an old Shag song, because we thought we were, you know, a little bit too loose. Yeah. And then we got Tom in to play bass to try and hold us all together.
So you guys have a really interesting sound. It's sort of... reminiscent of particular genres or eras, but it has got such a specificity and a kind of gorgeous South Islandness to it, which I really appreciate.
Well, thank you.
Tell us a wee bit about what goes into writing a Cuticles track. How does a song come about for you folks?
I guess there's kind of two songwriters in the band. There's me and Lisa. I mean, I just sit at home on the couch and I put my hand in different figurative configurations on the fretboard, and I move them from one place to the other, and then I try and sing da da over the top, and you know, if it sounds good, then I sort of think, oh yeah,
that
sounds like a song.
Yeah. There is a kind of like fantastic sort of surrealism to some of those lyrics. Discarded Cream Pavlova, great name for a track there. That's one of yours, is that right?
Yeah. So I've always got piles of paper with lyrics and poems. I've always had that since I was at school, basically.
Mm.
So there's just they litter my bedroom and under my bed. And I've just got piles and piles of things, and
What is it like playing in a, I mean, this feels like such a parochial kind of question, but I don't mean it like that. What is it like to play in a smaller town in a band like Cuticles? Because we get some great kind of punk no wave action coming out of the smaller regional spaces. What do you think kind of breeds that sound?
I mean, really, we do it in the face of large scale indifference from my point of view. Mm. I mean, there's not really anyone else really doing too much original music. There's Mads Harrop, mm-hmm. Who I think you guys have played.
Yeah, she's awesome.
But apart from that, yeah, there's a lot of covers bands in Oamaru, and indifference, really. No one has any idea really about what we do, despite the fact we do try and play there as much as possible. I mean, my main goal in life would be to break through in Oamaru, I think.
Nice.
Yeah. When you've made it Auckland. In Oamaru, you've made it everywhere.
Yeah. But absolutely. We haven't done that yet, so here's hoping.
It is a fun place, though. I think a lot of people do stop there, play at the grain store is often a spot that people go and head along to. It does have kind of a magic to it as a town.
Yeah, and myself and my friend Francis are trying to have a venue there called Settler.
Cool.
We've recently had Dick Move and Earth Tongue and those sorts of bands come through. So there's a couple of good options in Oamaru now. And we're trying to build a little community down there, but it is tough. But yeah. You just have to sort of keep going, really.
And what can you tell us a little bit about Steal My Statue, which is a track we've got on playlist at the moment. It comes from a different EP that you've also released very recently.
Yeah.
What's this one all about?
Steal My Statue. Well, it's literally, so Austin, the drummer in our band, he had a statue at his house, and he noticed it was missing one day, and then he went for a walk a few blocks later and he noticed his statue in another person's garden.
And that feels like a very Oamaru story as well, to be
honest.
Yeah,
and so he, I think he waited and he sort of saw who the person was that lived in the house, and he stole it back.
Nice.
And put it back in his garden. And then he would sort of give stares to this person as they walked past. This person had a handlebar moustache. And I think, from what I understand, the latest development is that person with the handlebar moustache has in fact stolen the statue back again.
Oh my God.
So yeah, it's a bit of a kind of a saga.
I love
over
the
that
drama.
Statue.
That's
yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was like some big, you know, political anthem or something, but it's just like a neighbors at war episode.
Well, you can't avoid politics. There's always politics, but yeah.
There is always politics. Mm. You're playing with some excellent acts this weekend. You've got Kraus, who's actually sitting in the corner of the studio. Kia ora, Pat.
What's up?
Hi, Pat.
We've also got the Biscuits playing with you this weekend. Bands you've played with before, acts you've played with before, excited to see live.
Yes, indeed. Yes, Trendy's played with Biscuits quite a lot. Yes, mm-hmm. So we love Indra and Brenda and
Brent.
Yes. So Pat and the Biscuits are kind of have always been inspirations and big supporters of ours. So yeah, it's a great honour to play with them.
It's going to be a really nice gig happening at the Wine Cellar. Tickets are still on sale. If you jump on Under the Radar, you'll be able to find it. You can also find the videos linked very handily on Under the Radar as well. Tell us a wee bit about making these videos, because I know you are kind of the brains behind the videography in the band.
Brains? yeah. Well, I mean, I just see videos like an old school promotional vehicle. And being in Oamaru, we need to find some sort of way of getting attention to the songs. So yeah, I just kind of try and whip out some videos as sort of quickly as I can. I mean, it's quite fun. And the last one, Steal My Statue, my daughter helped out a bunch on that. I just do the videos as quickly as I possible and try not to go insane in the process, looking at various cuts and edits and whatnot. Yeah.
You start sort of like thinking cuts. It's a different kind of way of using your head, I reckon.
It is indeed.
These are fantastic videos, though, so I recommend people go and check them out and also check out the EPs as well. They're both up on your Bandcamp page.
Yes, and Spotify and all that sort of jazz.
All the various platforms. Cuticles1.bandcamp.com, numerical one. Thank you, Matt, very much for coming in and speaking with us this morning. I reckon we better listen to Steal My Statue now, and we'll see you tomorrow at the Wine Cellar.
Stoked to be here. Thanks.
Steal my statue. I'll steal it back. I didn't think
behind the supplejack.
To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.